The Face of Battle. By John Keegan. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Face of Battle by John Keegan is a book that examines the experience of soldiers in three major battles, Agincourt in 1415, Waterloo in 1815, and the Somme in 1916. Keegan looks at the experience of the soldiers from the perspective of the individual, rather than from the perspective of the generals or the politicians. He examines the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers, and how they coped with the fear, exhaustion, and horror of war. He also looks at the tactics used by the generals, and how they affected the outcome of the battles. Keegan begins by looking at the Battle of Agincourt, which was fought between the English and the French. He examines the tactics used by the English, which included the use of the longbow and the use of the terrain to their advantage. He also looks at the psychological effects of the battle on the soldiers, and how they coped with the fear and exhaustion of battle. He then looks at the Battle of Waterloo, which was fought between the French and the British. He examines the tactics used by the British, which included the use of the cavalry and the use of the terrain to their advantage. He also looks at the psychological effects of the battle on the soldiers, and how they coped with the fear and exhaustion of battle. Finally, Keegan looks at the Battle of the Somme, which was fought between the British and the Germans. He examines the tactics used by the British, which included the use of tanks and the use of the terrain to their advantage. He also looks at the psychological effects of the battle on the soldiers, and how they coped with the fear and exhaustion of battle. He concludes by looking at the overall experience of the soldiers in battle, and how they were able to cope with the fear and exhaustion of war. The Face of Battle is an important book that examines the experience of soldiers in battle from the perspective of the individual. It looks at the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers, and how they coped with the fear, exhaustion, and horror of war. It also looks at the tactics used by the generals, and how they affected the outcome of the battles. It is an important book for anyone interested in the history of warfare and the experience of soldiers in battle. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Face of Battle is a study of the experience of combat in three major battles, Agincourt, Waterloo, and the Somme. Idea summary. John Keegan's The Face of Battle is a study of the experience of combat in three major battles, Agincourt, Waterloo, and the Somme. He examines the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers, as well as the strategies and tactics employed by the commanders. John Keegan's The Face of Battle is a groundbreaking study of the experience of combat in three major battles, Agincourt, Waterloo, and the Somme. Through a combination of historical research and personal accounts, Keegan examines the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers, as well as the strategies and tactics employed by the commanders. He looks at the conditions of the battlefields, the weapons used, and the tactics employed by both sides. He also examines the impact of the battles on the societies that fought them, and the long-term consequences of the wars. By looking at the experience of combat from the perspective of the soldiers, Keegan provides a unique insight into the realities of war. Keegan's analysis of the three battles is both detailed and comprehensive. He examines the events leading up to the battles, the strategies employed by the commanders, and the conditions of the battlefields. He also looks at the weapons used, the tactics employed, and the psychological effects of battle on the soldiers. He also looks at the impact of the battles on the societies that fought them, and the long-term consequences of the wars. By looking at the experience of combat from the perspective of the soldiers, Keegan provides a unique insight into the realities of war. The Face of Battle is an important work of military history that provides a comprehensive and detailed analysis of the experience of combat in three major battles. Through a combination of historical research and personal accounts, Keegan examines the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers, as well as the strategies and tactics employed by the commanders. By looking at the experience of combat from the perspective of the soldiers, Keegan provides a unique insight into the realities of war. Main idea number 2. The book examines the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers. Idea summary: The Face of Battle examines the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers, such as exhaustion, fear, and the need for camaraderie. Keegan also looks at how these effects can influence the outcome of a battle. The Face of Battle by John Keegan examines the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers. Keegan looks at how exhaustion, fear, and the need for camaraderie can influence the outcome of a battle. He also explores the psychological toll of battle, such as the effects of trauma, the need for courage, and the power of morale. Keegan also examines the physical effects of battle, such as the impact of weapons, the effects of terrain, and the importance of logistics. Finally, Keegan looks at how the individual soldier's experience of battle can shape the course of history. Keegan's analysis of the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers is both comprehensive and insightful. He examines the individual soldier's experience of battle, as well as the broader implications of battle on the course of history. He also looks at how the physical and psychological effects of battle can influence the outcome of a battle. The Face of Battle is an important work that provides a unique perspective on the physical and psychological effects of battle on the soldiers. Main idea number 3. Keegan looks at the strategies and tactics employed by the commanders. Idea summary: In the Face of Battle, John Keegan examines the strategies and tactics employed by the commanders in the three battles he studies. He looks at how the commanders used their knowledge of the terrain and the enemy to their advantage. In the Face of Battle, John Keegan examines the strategies and tactics employed by the commanders in the three battles he studies. He looks at how the commanders used their knowledge of the terrain and the enemy to their advantage. Keegan examines the decisions made by the commanders and how they affected the outcome of the battles. He also looks at the impact of technology on the battlefield and how it changed the way battles were fought. He looks at the tactics used by the commanders, such as the use of cavalry, infantry, and artillery, and how they were used to gain an advantage. He also looks at the psychological aspects of battle, such as morale and motivation, and how they affected the outcome of the battles. Finally, Keegan looks at the impact of the battles on the societies that fought them, and how the battles shaped the course of history. Keegan's analysis of the strategies and tactics employed by the commanders is comprehensive and insightful. He looks at the decisions made by the commanders and how they affected the outcome of the battles. He examines the use of technology on the battlefield and how it changed the way battles were fought. He looks at the tactics used by the commanders, such as the use of cavalry, infantry, and artillery, and how they were used to gain an advantage. He also looks at the psychological aspects of battle, such as morale and motivation, and how they affected the outcome of the battles. Finally, Keegan looks at the impact of the battles on the societies that fought them, and how the battles shaped the course of history. Main idea number 4. The book examines the role of technology in warfare. Idea summary: The Face of Battle looks at the role of technology in warfare, such as the use of firearms and artillery. Keegan examines how these technologies changed the way battles were fought and how they affected the outcome of the battles. The Face of Battle by John Keegan examines the role of technology in warfare. Keegan looks at how the introduction of firearms and artillery changed the way battles were fought and how they affected the outcome of the battles. He argues that the introduction of these technologies changed the nature of warfare, making it more deadly and destructive. He also looks at how the use of technology has changed the way wars are fought, from the tactics used to the strategies employed. Keegan also examines the psychological impact of technology on soldiers and how it has changed the way they view war and their role in it. Keegan looks at how technology has changed the way wars are fought, from the tactics used to the strategies employed. He examines how the use of technology has changed the way battles are fought, from the use of firearms and artillery to the use of air power and nuclear weapons. He also looks at how technology has changed the way wars are fought, from the tactics used to the strategies employed. He also looks at the psychological impact of technology on soldiers and how it has changed the way they view war and their role in it. Keegan also looks at the impact of technology on the way wars are fought, from the tactics used to the strategies employed. He examines how the use of technology has changed the way battles are fought, from the use of firearms and artillery to the use of air power and nuclear weapons. He also looks at the psychological impact of technology on soldiers, and how it has changed the way they view war and their role in it. He argues that the introduction of these technologies has changed the nature of warfare, making it more deadly and destructive. Main idea number 5. Keegan looks at the role of leadership in battle. Idea summary: John Keegan examines the role of leadership in battle in the face of battle. He looks at how the commanders used their leadership skills to motivate their troops and how their decisions affected the outcome of the battles. In the face of battle, John Keegan examines the role of leadership in battle. He looks at how commanders used their leadership skills to motivate their troops and how their decisions affected the outcome of the battles. Keegan argues that the success of a battle often depended on the leadership of the commander, and that the commander's ability to inspire and motivate their troops was essential for victory. He also looks at how the commander's decisions could have a profound effect on the course of the battle, and how their decisions could determine the outcome. Keegan also examines the psychological aspects of battle, and how the commander's leadership could affect the morale of their troops. He argues that a commander's ability to inspire and motivate their troops was essential for victory, and that the commander's decisions could have a profound effect on the course of the battle. Keegan also looks at the importance of communication in battle, and how the commander's ability to communicate effectively with their troops could be the difference between victory and defeat. He argues that the commander's ability to communicate their orders clearly and effectively was essential for success, and that the commander's ability to inspire and motivate their troops was essential for victory. He also looks at how the commander's decisions could have a profound effect on the course of the battle, and how their decisions could determine the outcome. Finally, Keegan examines the importance of strategy in battle, and how the commander's ability to plan and execute a successful strategy could be the difference between victory and defeat. Main idea number 6. The book examines the role of morale in battle. Idea summary: The Face of Battle looks at the role of morale in battle. Keegan examines how the morale of the troops can influence the outcome of a battle and how the commanders can use morale to their advantage. The Face of Battle by John Keegan examines the role of morale in battle. Keegan looks at how morale can influence the outcome of a battle and how commanders can use morale to their advantage. He argues that morale is a key factor in determining the success or failure of a battle, and that it is often overlooked in the study of military history. He examines how morale can be affected by factors such as the size of the army, the quality of the troops, the terrain, and the tactics employed. He also looks at how morale can be used to motivate troops and how it can be used to demoralize the enemy. Keegan's analysis of morale in battle provides a valuable insight into the dynamics of warfare. Main idea number 7. The book looks at the role of chance in battle. Idea summary: The Face of Battle examines the role of chance in battle. Keegan looks at how chance events, such as weather and terrain, can affect the outcome of a battle and how the commanders can use chance to their advantage. In the face of battle, John Keegan examines the role of chance in battle. He argues that chance events, such as weather and terrain, can have a significant impact on the outcome of a battle. Keegan also looks at how commanders can use chance to their advantage, such as by taking advantage of the element of surprise or by exploiting the weaknesses of their opponents. He also examines how chance can be used to create a psychological advantage, such as by creating an atmosphere of fear or confusion. Ultimately, Keegan argues that chance plays an important role in battle and that it is something that commanders must take into account when planning their strategies. Main idea number 8. The book examines the role of logistics in battle. Idea summary: The Face of Battle looks at the role of logistics in battle. Keegan examines how the supply of food, ammunition, and other resources can affect the outcome of a battle and how the commanders can use logistics to their advantage. The Face of Battle by John Keegan examines the role of logistics in battle. Keegan looks at how the supply of food, ammunition, and other resources can affect the outcome of a battle and how commanders can use logistics to their advantage. He argues that logistics can be a decisive factor in the success or failure of a battle, and that commanders must be aware of the importance of logistics in order to make the best decisions. Keegan also looks at how logistics can be used to create an advantage in battle, such as by using supply lines to outmaneuver the enemy or by using supply shortages to weaken the enemy's morale. He also examines how logistics can be used to create a defensive advantage, such as by using supply lines to create a defensive perimeter or by using supply shortages to limit the enemy's ability to attack. Overall, Keegan's book provides an in-depth look at the role of logistics in battle and how it can be used to gain an advantage. Main idea number 9. The book looks at the role of intelligence in battle. Idea summary: The Face of Battle examines the role of intelligence in battle. Keegan looks at how the commanders used intelligence to gain an advantage over their enemies and how this intelligence affected the outcome of the battles. In The Face of Battle, John Keegan examines the role of intelligence in battle. He looks at how commanders used intelligence to gain an advantage over their enemies and how this intelligence affected the outcome of the battles. Keegan argues that intelligence was a key factor in the success or failure of a battle, and that it was often the deciding factor in the outcome. He also looks at how intelligence was used to plan and execute strategies, and how it was used to anticipate the enemy's moves. He also examines how intelligence was used to gain an advantage in terms of numbers, equipment, and morale. Finally, Keegan looks at how intelligence was used to gain an advantage in terms of surprise and deception. Keegan argues that intelligence was a critical factor in the success or failure of a battle, and that it was often the deciding factor in the outcome. He looks at how intelligence was used to plan and execute strategies, and how it was used to anticipate the enemy's moves. He also examines how intelligence was used to gain an advantage in terms of numbers, equipment, and morale. Finally, Keegan looks at how intelligence was used to gain an advantage in terms of surprise and deception. He argues that intelligence was a key factor in the success or failure of a battle, and that it was often the deciding factor in the outcome. Main idea number 10. The book examines the role of psychology in battle. Idea summary: The Face of Battle looks at the role of psychology in battle. Keegan examines how the psychological state of the troops can affect the outcome of a battle and how the commanders can use psychology to their advantage. The Face of Battle by John Keegan examines the role of psychology in battle. Keegan looks at how the psychological state of the troops can affect the outcome of a battle and how the commanders can use psychology to their advantage. He argues that the psychological state of the troops is just as important as the physical state, and that commanders must be aware of this in order to be successful. He also looks at how the psychological state of the troops can be manipulated by the commanders in order to gain an advantage. He examines how the use of fear, intimidation, and propaganda can be used to influence the troops and how this can be used to gain an advantage in battle. Keegan also looks at how the psychological state of the troops can be affected by the environment in which they are fighting. He examines how the terrain, weather, and other environmental factors can affect the morale of the troops and how this can be used to gain an advantage. He also looks at how the psychological state of the troops can be affected by the tactics used by the commanders and how this can be used to gain an advantage. Finally, he looks at how the psychological state of the troops can be affected by the leadership of the commanders and how this can be used to gain an advantage.